Good evening. Welcome to Vespers. My name is Nancy Winder, and I'm the pastor in the village. You should all, for Vespers tonight, have a copy of this blue gather book. It looks like this. If you didn't get one, there are still a few left on the carts in the back. And tonight, for Vespers, co-director Carol Hinderly has Vespers, Carol Hinderly, and Friends, it looks like.
The Lord be with you. The good news of salvation is the same in every language, and it's all about freedom. Freedom from enslavement in the vast desert that sometimes spreads out between us and our assumptions of who and where God is. Freedom to live out our calling to love and serve one another while we are being carried along in the lavish stream of God's grace. Michael Pellett proclaimed this afternoon that grace is the experience of God's being there for us whenever we have a need or a lack. This is the promise that while we were yet enemies, Christ died for us, and in grace, because we needed it, buried our sin, our separation, our desert in that death. Tonight, our Vespers flows out of God's grace as expressed in four hymns from Africa. And we have four drummers from Japan. And with our village musician Vicky and some new Holden friends, they will rouse us and keep our rhythm strong. Diane this morning talked about Sabbath as being God's introduction of a rhythm into creation. So let's this be our Sabbath hour. Steady your feet on the floor, because they won't stay steady for long. Get ready to let your heart beat a little faster and your movements become a little livelier. And if you feel like swaying or dancing, let go and do it. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Do not let anyone enslave you again, writes St. Paul, by putting requirements on God's grace. Do not accept any if-then theological bargains based in your behavior. Grace is free, and God is calling you to new life.
Please turn to 521. You have some singers up here to help you along. If you feel free to listen until you get what the melody is, and there's all kinds of opportunity for harmony. Please join in.
Sense of who God is that whatever happens must be God's will, but no way. God's will is the absolute well-being of every living creature. And let's not sacrifice this assurance in order to try to make our own sense out of suffering and tragedy. Instead, let's pray that God's will is done. Let's insist on it so strenuously that we leap into life and let ourselves be God's hands and feet in the world, God's hearts and eyes, ears and mouths, proclaiming with confidence that God is present. God is now. God's grace is sufficient for all our needs and will make us whole.
This next piece,
do we have a number on that?
416 needs a little bit of introduction. We don't want to leave you in the dust or anything. We want you to partake as much as you can. We're going to sing it in English twice, and then we're going to try a couple verses of Swahili here. And this is a fairly simple piece, but I think it gets you a little tongue-tied. Say, Maye Nziwe. Maye Nziwe. That's the first part. Maye Nziwe. Okay? The next part is Ntando Yako. Say that for me. 2, 3. Ntando Yako. That's the whole thing. There's no more words other than that. Maye Nziwe. Ntando Yako. Couple of times in English, couple of times maybe even just a little bit slower in Swahili. We'll try it out. Here, and this is all in Swahili, but it's fairly easy to pronounce. Amen, si akudumisa. And then there's a little bit of a bawu later, but that's pretty easy to look at. Amen, si akudumisa. Mati. Amen, si akudumisa. Mati. Amen, bawo. Amen, bawo. Amen. Siaku dumisa. Very.
Masiti.
Amen. Siaku dumisa.
Masiti.
Amen. Siaku dumisa.
Masiti.
Amen.
Threaten to overwhelm our hopes for a world where all are fed and safe and free of lack. But the good news that when we were still strangers and enemies, Christ died for us, overwhelms these products of our failure as we are called to die with Christ and rise again in Christ. So let's let this grace happen. Let's let this grace enter all the nooks and crannies of our lives. Let's not satisfy ourselves with trying to imitate Christ when we are called to be Christ. God in Christ liberates us from all that would enslave us, even from ourselves, from these old carcasses we drag around with us, so that we can say with Paul, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." This is the good news. Thanks be to God.
/394 If you did not hear that, that's /394
accepting that gift. Thank you for sending Jesus, who takes us with him into death, that we might become the world's bread, rising in and with him. New people, eager to love and serve our sisters and brothers and all your creation. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace to be Christ's body, and don't forget to dance.
Thank you.